Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1820. 855-325-1820. That's 855-325-1820.
Hey, listen up. The official all-digital radio app is here. That's right. The all-digital radio app lets you stream all your favorite channels all the time on all of your mobile devices. Take All Digital Radio with you everywhere you go by downloading the official app today at alldigitalradio.com. Or you can find the app in the Apple Store and on Google Play by searching All Digital Radio. It's simple, easy, and it's free. Just download, choose your station, and start listening. Your favorite radio network is now your favorite app. Go to alldigitalradio.com and download it today. Promote your music, product, or service on air for as little as $5. Visit our website for more details at alldigitalradio.com.
You are listening to the All Digital Radio Network.
This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the wheel. We're going downtown in the middle of the night. We're laughing and I'm joking and we're feeling all right. Oh, I bet I'm nationwide.
All right, so listen. Listen. Stop. I know you're jamming, but listen. 5 days, 19 hours, 55 minutes, and 15 seconds.
Ooh.
My big boy job is over, and I promise.
So next Monday it'll be fixed?
No, by January. But I promise.
You're such a liar.
I will sit down and fix it.
You're a liar.
No, I will. I will.
I bought you a Christmas present, too, you bastard.
Did you really? Oh, my God, that's so nice. Don't buy me anything. I don't want a Christmas present. I don't deserve a Christmas present.
You don't if you ain't fixing my song.
I will. Hey, did you...
Hey, it's Off the Hook Radio.
Wait.
It's us.
No,
we're here.
Wait. Stop.
What?
I know how much you love that song. Okay. And you saw what I posted to Instagram this week. Just for you. And you even reposted it.
What, the flip-up thing of our
song? Yeah, with our song in it. I did it. Cool. I did it for you because you like the song. So
I didn't know the song was on. I didn't have a sound on.
Oh, you asshole.
Good for you.
I'll watch it again.
Yeah, our song is in it.
I reposted it to Facebook.
Yeah, but
you've got to be on Instagram to hit my link on Facebook and go to it.
Oh, now I'm so disappointed because that was the whole point of it. Our song, The Bad and Nationwide, was all in it.
I just thought it was cool, the graphics.
Ah, now you got to go listen to it with your sound on. I mean, not right now, but, you know. It's
no, do it now. It'll make great radio.
I already skipped last week.
Yeah, no. Yeah, what's up with this shit? No,
my knee was killing me, man. It was killing me.
Killing me. You hadn't even had the surgery yet.
I had it the next morning at 7 o'clock.
I'm driving to gym, taking my daughter to gym.
Yeah, nobody told me.
I'm sorry. I just kind of, you know, you guys text all the time. So
I'm sitting here for 2 hours dying trying to figure out how to write a show, and I said, hell with it. I'm texting Slim.
Yeah, and I almost cried in the car on the way to gym. I was like,
I would have, but nobody told me.
Kind of like me when you ruin my song every week. So,
CB, next time you and I will do a show. I don't know what the hell we'll talk about, but we can do a show.
Yeah, but that's fine.
which one of you two is going to write it?
Who writes?
Exactly. I can just play this over and over again.
Yeah.
That's all.
Play this. It's a small world.
Oh, yeah, we got that too. Hold on. Oh, no, wrong one. There you go. It's a small world. It's a world
out there. Do that.
This is 3 minutes and 4 seconds. We can just do that.
No, that's all right. Times.
How about fuck it, I quit?
Oh, we got that too. We got that too.
Fuck it, I quit.
See, there's another few seconds
gone.
Wait,
hold on.
The show.
Wait, hold on. Fuck it all,
fuck it all. Frozen 2, $127 million first weekend.
There you go, hold on.
Please, just one more, please. No, please. I want to sing the same song over. I came from the wrong rectum.
And I want to go to Friday.
Oh, the wrong rectum.
Yes, because we have to sing if you look at my paper, sweetie, you will see that we have to sing from our legenical cartilages.
Legenical.
And all these other things.
One more. The best one of them all.
Talk to me. Tell me your sign. You're switching sides like a Gemini. You're playing games and now you're hit.
Yeah, we have an odd soundboard. What can I say?
But we could do a whole show on it.
We could. We really could. Do we? I think we pissed Zip off. He left us. He's gone. Or he's listening.
I'm told Daryl's playing in the background.
Oh, for fucking sakes, for real.
Daryl is playing in the background.
Yeah. Well, that's never good.
Oh, come on, it's Daryl.
Well, yeah, that's true, but. You know, that just kind of really stinks that Daryl's playing in the background.
Well, it kind of F's up the podcast.
No, it doesn't. He is playing in the background.
What's he talking about? Let's join in.
I don't know. I don't think he'll be able to fix it for us. But no, it will not mess up the podcast at all.
Just irritate everybody who listens to us live that people actually really like us.
Yeah, unfortunately.
All right.
Yeah,
both of them.
All right, so it won't mess up the podcast because we have got a new sponsor tonight here at Off the Hook Radio. You know, it is the holiday season, and you know, Slim's got the two girls that are growing up, and now Grampy CB's got two grandchildren to buy for. So we thought we'd try and make a little extra money here at Off the Hook Radio, and we sold a new sponsorship. So I would like to play the commercial right now. Please give it your undivided attention.
All right, here you go.
I got it in the can for the first time last night. I loved it.
I never thought I'd enjoy getting it in the can as much as I do. I was wrong.
I gave it to my boss in the can.
Right after this game, I'm getting it in the can.
I've only had it in the can once, but I'm definitely getting it in the can again.
I've been giving it to everyone in the can in a week.
I'm gonna get it in the can in about 5 minutes.
I've lost track how many times I've had it in the can.
Who told you I like it in the can?
I didn't expect to get it in the can at the company party, but one thing led to another, and sure enough, there I was, getting it in the can.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Off the Hook Radio, drink Bud like lime in the can. That's what it is, Bud Light like lime.
I don't like
unfortunately, without the visual, it's a little hard to tell.
Oh.
This is radio. Mm. It doesn't make for a radio commercial, I don't think.
Yeah, no. we're in the background, Daryl's in the front.
Yeah, no, I've texted.
We're all screwed up.
Yeah, but the podcast will be fine. So I mean,
podcast will be fine.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The podcast.
So let's do a professional show.
Yeah, of course.
Why start now?
Yeah, it's gotta be a first time for everything. Hey, and I did apologize for you know, bailing last week. I had a good reason though. But you know, we've got 2 weeks of news to catch you up on, and we only got an hour to do it. So we put together a little montage of all the crap you missed in the last 2 weeks in the news, and then we'll go on to our regular funny stuff. You ready?
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm ready. You want that? Oh,
press
the
button.
Okay, sorry. I'm trying to talk.
That was called a cue.
Bombshell. Today is a turning point. Today was historically bad for President Trump.
Today was a turning point.
A turning point.
We're at a turning point here.
The beginning of the end for the Trump presidency.
We have another bombshell.
Mike Pence might have to assume the office of the presidency.
Rumblings of the word impeachment.
Breaking news.
Another bombshell out of the White House.
I believe this is the beginning of the end.
I do too.
It's really the beginning of the end.
He may be feeling the walls closing in on him.
All the walls closing in on him.
Walls closing in on him.
Breaking news, a new bombshell.
One astrologer says this means the beginning of the end for President Donald Trump.
Trump will resign.
Trump is going to resign.
Is this the tipping point? I know we've said it over and over.
You think this is a tipping point?
And over and over.
This is a tipping point.
And over and over.
Breaking news, President Trump off the rails.
It was the beginning of the end today.
The beginning of the end.
Breaking news tonight, new bombshell.
This is the beginning, not the end.
The beginning of the end.
The walls are closing in.
The walls closing in.
The walls closing in.
Breaking overnight bombshell.
This is a very dramatic day, and I think it might be near a tipping point. Do you think this is a tipping point?
December 1st, 2017, you can mark it down. This is the day that everything changed.
The beginning of the end?
Beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end.
The beginning of the
end. We begin tonight with a bombshell.
Donald Trump is in a lot of trouble.
Trump is in trouble.
The president will resign.
Another hour, another bombshell.
This is a tipping point.
Trump's going down.
This president could be impeached.
Resignation. Resignation.
I don't think this president is going to serve out his term.
Mr. Trump will not serve out his term.
He will not serve out his term.
No way. No how.
Breaking news. An
absolute bomb.
Donald Trump is not. He's done. And it's over.
It's over.
The wall's closing in.
The wall's closing in.
This is going to be the Achilles heel.
Breaking news tonight. I expect Trump to depart.
This week will be the watershed week.
Trump is in big trouble.
Trump's in a lot of trouble.
It's a sign of a terrified old man who feels the
walls
closing in.
The walls
are increasingly
closing in on him.
Tonight, the walls
are closing in.
Today changed everything. This is the beginning
of the end.
Today, the biggest
tipping point for the Trump administration.
What has historic day, the bombshells.
He's underwater. He feels
the walls closing in.
Turning point.
We may be at a tipping point.
It's the beginning of
the end.
The beginning
of the end.
Another bombshell.
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 This is a bombshell.
It is.
Well, there you go. You've had it. That, actually, that's the news for the last 3 years.
Well, good night.
Good night.
That's all we got to do. You know, this sucks. I have to go take this out of all the places that I've posted it that were live.
That was actually like the last 3 years. That's all the media's got. You know, it's like, But you know, most of America listens to this crap, and that's why Trump is not at 60% approval rating based on the economy alone. You know. And I think if he wasn't an asshole half the time, he'd be at 70%. But
I told you, if he didn't tweet, his approval ratings would be up 10 points.
Yeah, yep. They sure would.
But they still should be at 60. But anyway, that's what you missed. And I would say that's the stupid criminal of the week, the media.
He's probably one of the few presidents. I mean, there hasn't been many presidents that have used, you know, social media because, you know.
It's relatively new.
Right. But I'm Obama did. But I mean, not to the degree Trump does. Most of Obama's tweets were all regulated from his public relations or his media, you know, chief of staff or somebody along those lines. But it appears to me that Trump is in full control of his Twitter accounts, both of them, and he just, like you guys said, sometimes he just is a little out of control.
No, when it was Obama, he'd put a little BO at the end of his tweet.
That is correct, and that is the way most.
You don't need any DJTs at the end of Donnie's because they're all his.
You're his.
Yeah, they're all his. So,
definitely no. Definitely no. So yeah, no. I got no response from Daryl, but we'll just continue on post the podcast. And
all right. Well, we want to talk about it's Thanksgiving week, so you know it's a big time to gather together with your family and everything, and You know, what if you're a lonely single woman and you don't have a man, you don't have somebody special to share Thanksgiving Day with?
Those people.
Ladies, we might have found the man for you.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, there's no real reason for you to be alone on Thanksgiving, especially if you're in the Baltimore, D.C. general area. We have got Bill.
Bill is great.
Bill is awesome. Bill is on Tinder. Bill's looking for a woman. Bill could be the man you have been waiting for, ladies. Why spend Thanksgiving alone when Bill is available? Let me tell you about Bill.
Oh, boy. You're going to like Bill.
Bill, this is radio. I'll describe Bill. Bill looks like, he says he's 69. I'm not sure if he's 69, but, you know, maybe he just used that number because he figured it meant something that he read about. Bill has a little Hitler mustache. He has, I think, 3 chins. Yeah. He's balding, but in generally pleasant guy, except for those Adam Schiff eyes and those Coke bottle thick glasses.
And the Hitler mustache.
You gotta have that in there. But Bill's Tinder thing really tells you what kind of man he is, ladies. You can't judge a book by its cover. You gotta look inside the man. You know, you gotta look into his soul, into the depth of Bill. Here's Bill's Tinder heading. I'm a single, attractive man looking for a woman to cook me supper. I ain't got time for no games because I work. And I only have time for hanky-panky, okay? Hey, it's going to make time for that, ladies. Woo-hoo. The woman I choose must be physically fit. Let me dash this for you.
Yeah, this is great.
Physically, physically. The woman he chooses must be physically fit too, because he's pretty much of a Clydesdale, okay?
He kind of looks like a horse.
Part of it.
Yeah, the ass end.
Yeah. I don't want kids, so don't be asking me to make you a baby, Karen. We don't know
what
who
if
Karen
her name's
is.
Not Karen.
Yeah, maybe it's somebody else it is.
Or is the baby's name Karen?
Macaroni, M-A-C-I-R-O-N-I. Macaroni and cheese is my favorite food, but not Kraft, okay? Thanks. I have a LeBaron. It's a new LeBaron. you got the latest model, 1989. And Hall & Oates make good music. Now, see, you can't go wrong. Hall & Oates. Hall & Oates, he's from Maryland. Hall & Oates is a Philly group, you know. They're good. You scroll down and you see Bill. He's posing there in a sexy shot with his lime green windbreaker on, showing his six-pack or quarter keg or whatever the hell that thing is around his waist. Bill, handyman. He lives in Mount Washington, Maryland. You go down another one, there's Bill's ass. Bill's got a pair of jeans on, ladies, and he's showing you his pert little round butt, because he knows you can't resist that.
No.
And there's one more picture of him posing casually with his t-shirt on that says, I love my wiener.
And he's the only one.
It's got a picture of a Dachshund on it, but I think he's talking about Rosie Palm and her five fingers. But he did get some responses on Tinder. So, ladies, there's competition out there. I'll let you know about this. So, you know, if you want to act on Bill, you got to move it, okay? Because
this is scary that there's actually responses.
A lady on Tinder said, you're one sexy motherfucker, Bill. Her name was obviously Tracy, not Karen. So maybe she's in the baby sweepstakes. I don't know. It says, look, Tracy, I'm not some sex object that you can just show off to your friends, okay? If you can't cook supper, don't come at me trying to get me to sex you up. I'm a traditional man. T-R-A-D-I-S-H-I-N-A-L. I'm a traditional man, okay? Do you like macaroni and cheese?
Yes.
Also, Also, do you agree that Steve Perry has the voice of an angel, A-N-G-I-L? Thanks. Oh, your profile says left-leaning. Does that mean one of your legs is shorter than the other? That's gross. I have to poop. Bye. A little too much information there, Bill. I'll give you a dating tip, okay? So, you know, that might have turned off Tracy a little bit, but some other woman tried, a woman named Lauren. He said, stop trying to sex with me, Lauren. I'm not some sex object, okay?
And he's right.
Yeah, it's true. Lauren said, I'm sorry, Bill. It won't happen again. Okay, Lauren, I'm looking for supper cooking woman, okay? Lauren said, I cook dinner very well. Bill asked, macaroni and cheese? M-A-C-I-R-O-N-I. At least he's consistent.
He is consistent. Yeah, that's good.
And she said, yeah, but not Kraft. Oh, a slick woman. She read the profile. Bill responded, fuck Kraft. Do you like Hall & Oates? Uh-oh, Lauren screwed up. She said, never heard of him. Bill said, Lauren, this isn't starting out good. My God. Ladies, I mean, come on. He's available. How can you resist?
And it's kind of obvious as to why.
Yeah, unfortunately.
You know, Green Mustache had a comment. Green Mustache said, I'm a dude, but I need to hang with Bill. Throw back some macaroni and cheese while chilling to some Hall & Oates. Somebody else called it Mick and Cheese. Somebody else wondered if his LeBaron has a Hall & Oates on CD or an 8-track. It's an 89. It's CD, man. Bill doesn't roll the old 8-track.
Well, crap. It's a LeBaron. I mean, it didn't say it was a new LeBaron.
Here's another winner. Here's another comment from Bill. My couch pulls out, but I don't.
I mean, the LeBaron started in 77. It could be an 8-track. It could be a cassette.
A lot of comments about his mustache. He's a working man. He's a working man. He don't have time for the sexing up stuff. Get over there and make him some macaroni and cheese. Macaroni and cheese. Okay. And make Bill a happy man. Now, you know, ladies, one more tip. If you're in the Maryland area and you work at a Costco, okay, you have got the way to Bill's heart right there in the store where you work. Right there. Because Costco is now selling a 27-pound bucket of macaroni and cheese. Yeah, you can never have too much macaroni and cheese. Right, Bill? But maybe you can, thanks to Costco. The warehouse store fondly adored for its free samples and delicious food court options. Really? Never been to one, I don't know. Now sells a 27-pound bucket of macaroni and cheese. Oh, they spelled it wrong. They spelled it M-A-C-A-R. That's not how Bill spells it. Lots of mac, lots of cheese, lots of money. Chef's Banquet brand mac and cheese. It's not Kraft. Has 180 servings of the delicious comfort food. Retails for $89.99. There you go, ladies. $90. You are in with Bill. That's it. That's all it's going to take. Don't be alone on Thanksgiving. Buy a big old tub of macaroni and cheese and head over to Washington, Maryland, Mount Washington, Maryland, and hook up with Bill.
Yeah.
He's got a job. Of course, Trump's economy, everybody's got an effing job. But, you know, Bill's got a job and a LeBaron. What the hell? Oh, this macaroni and cheese? Good for 20 years. Wow. And Bill's 69, by the looks of him, that's at least twice as long as he's going to last. You can order it on Amazon for $149.99.
Who, Bill?
No, the macaroni and cheese. Costco is temporarily out of it.
Oh, they're out of it?
Yeah, temporarily. Yeah, like Home Depot's temporarily out of my 8-foot-high at that I wanted for Christmas that CB's been bugging me to buy.
Yep.
I got this little Star Wars Christmas thing. I got Yoda, and I got Darth, and who else I got? Yoda, Darth, and some. Oh, and R2. They're my three wise men. And I make a nice little Christmas scene with my three wise men every year. And I thought, you know, what could make this even more perfect? Adding an 8-foot AT-AT with LED lights all over it.
That would be awesome.
Behind my wise men. And you sent it to me from what?
It was probably Amazon.
Schlemmer or somebody? I don't know.
I don't even know. I just saw it and thought of
it. And it was like $350. I thought, that's a hell of a lot for a blow up thing that, you know. One hummingbird can come over and poke it and it's shot. So, but I found it at Home Depot tonight for $149.99. I said, what the hell? I'm ordering me an 8-foot high blow up AT-AT with digital lights. I got on my phone. I called up my local Home Depot store on there. They said they got one left in stock. Boom! Buy that bitch, Zippy. Buy that bitch. Hit the buttons and stuff. Go to my PayPal. Send the transaction through. I get a order number. I got to pick it up in the store. They can't deliver it for $8.99 extra. I was willing to pay the $8.99 extra. But no, I got to go to the store and pick it up. Okay, fine. I'll go to the store and pick it up tomorrow. You know? 15 minutes later, after I get the confirmation from Home Depot, this girl at the store calls me up giggling. She goes, "Sir, are you the one who ordered the 8-foot AT-AT?" Yes, I am.
Who the hell else would?
I'll be down to get it tomorrow. I'm sorry, sir, but we don't have any. So your website said you had one. I know. I saw that. I looked. It's wrong. We don't have one. Crushed me. Right before the show. I'm trying to get hyped up. I'm trying to be in a good mood. And no 8-foot AT-AT for my Christmas display. I'm sorry, world. I tried.
Well, I appreciate you trying. They have 7 in stock in Salem, New Hampshire.
I can get a used one on eBay for like an extra $100.
See, they got them in Tewksbury and also Reading.
Huh. Wonder how much they'd send it to me for.
I couldn't tell you.
Bastards.
I'm sending you a picture in your in text message, and these guys are my watching over the soundboard and the mixers of Off the Hook Radio. I'm surprised you've never picked the scene that before in some of the pictures I posted. You'll be surprised. Anyways, continue.
Alright.
I have no idea what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
I'm getting messages. Is it Daryl?
I sent him. No, it's me.
Oh, it's you. Oh, there's a little, you got a little Star Wars thingy.
I got my Star Wars. They sit right there on the mixing console here at the board, so I didn't know you'd never realized that. Anyways, continue with your... We had a celebrity birthday we were supposed to mention at the top of the show because...
Did?
Well, we'll mention it at the bottom of the show.
She actually likes us.
Yeah, we'll mention it at the bottom because we'll tell about what's coming up in the future.
There's so few celebrities that actually like us that we have to mention.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we'll mention it at the end.
Go ahead and tell.
The return of American Idol. We have a date. It's February 16th, 2020. So we will be on the air back with the Idol Radio show. And it is one of our Idol Radio alumni who's been on our show. We've interviewed her a couple of times. One of our favorites. It's Lovie James' birthday today. So
I have her album and her autograph sitting right next to me.
I do as well. So
she likes us.
Yes, she does. So there you go.
So it's happy birthday, Lovie.
Yes, happy birthday. And Idol Radio Show in February. We're coming back.
She's a sweetheart.
CB, I won't even ask because you won't join us.
What is she like?
Too late.
She's still young. What is she like, 21 or 2 now?
22.
22? She does a lot of charity work at hospitals with the kiddies that are sick and stuff all the time. It's a good kid. Sings like a freaking angel, too.
Yes, she does.
And what was her hit song?
Believe. I believe it was Believe.
Yeah, it was. It was good. So,
All right, continue with your stories. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just saw it up here on my board, and it was her birthday. And
well, I don't care if you interrupt.
I was finding ad ads. What can I say?
All right. So with Thanksgiving coming up, we want to give you one more tip on it. Don't be making no tussy wussy. Yeah, I can read what I wrote. Hey, well, we just mentioned birthdays. You know, tongue tied. I got when I did these new birthdays. So I always screwed. Yeah, my buddy Bob Rashad, he thought I was funny. We made fun of his name. I screwed up his name. He goes, "You know how to say my name?" And I said, "Yeah," but then I had to explain to him. He never listened to the Farmville show, so he doesn't know. But don't be making no wussy turkey and filling. You got to bring the heat. You got to bring the heat. Deep fried Cajun turkey. That's what I want. Spicy.
Yeah, do you have one of those deep fryers?
No.
Oh. I understand they light houses on fire.
Mine's all cinder block. I'm okay. But, yeah, I don't want, you know. I got a neighbor over there who cooks pigs and stuff outside. He could probably do it for me.
Yeah.
He's got skills. But I think he's going to be away this year or so. But don't be afraid of the habanero hot sauce you see on the grocery store shelf with its little orange glow like the stomach-punishing lava that it is. It might look like pain in the bottle because it is. But it's also the key to living a long, happy, except for when you're on the toilet, life. The fountain of youth spit straight gasoline. According to 23 years worth of data collected over 16,000 Americans, the study showed that people who were regular pepper eaters, including ground chili peppers, had a lower death rate, 21.6%, than the flavor haters who are not, 33.6%. And as I thought when I originally looked at the story, C.B. Snow would say, everybody's percentage is 100% eventually.
That's true.
It is true.
Nobody's getting out of this alive.
You taught me that a long time ago. I didn't forget. Yeah. I learned my lesson. But no, the association between consumption of hot red chili peppers and mortality, using a population-based perspective cohort from the National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey, says that adults surveyed between 88 and 94, the frequency of red hot chili consumption was measured in over 16,000 people at least 18 years of age, and during 273,000 person years of follow-up, a total of 4,946 deaths were observed. Total mortality for participants who consumed hot red chili peppers was over 12% lower than those who did not. So eat it spicy, folks. Eat it spicy.
Nothing wrong with spicy. You know,
break out the celery salt, break out the Cajun seasoning. Go to town on your filling, okay?
The problem is you don't know if there's causality or coincidence.
Well, yeah, true.
I didn't really care about it because I like things spicy.
So as long as you find evidence that says it's good for you, you're good to go.
Yeah, as long as I can lie to myself and say...
Yeah, which is highly important in life.
I'll live longer if I eat this.
Yep.
I'm going to eat it. I've got red hot habanero mango sauce in my fridge right now. I like to drop that in some eggs and stuff, you know. Although I do get a funny look from the dogs when I give them their bite of eggs, because I share everything with the dogs.
Do you share everything with the dogs, or do the dogs share everything with you?
No, I don't eat their food.
Oh, okay.
But when I'm eating, they sit there and look at me. You know, and, you know, I'm a softie. I got to give them a little bite of something, you know. And I can only give them so much bacon because I love bacon, you know. It's like, all right, I want 3 pieces of bacon. I make 4. There's 1 for the dogs. But once their one is done, that's all they're getting. So if then, yeah, okay, here's a little bite of egg. Oops, that had the habanero in it. Sorry, Jamil. That's all right. He just drinks his water and he's cool. So make it spicy on Thanksgiving, people. That's what we want. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, and if you're going to say prayers before Thanksgiving, we might have somebody for you who's available. He can He's a religious guy. He might be available for guest appearances. I'm sure the plane ticket's going to cost you a little bit because he is in Alaska. But Barrett Fletcher is a Pastafarian pastor.
So he's a Pastafarian.
He's a Pastafarian. Yeah. You know, I am an official member of the Church of Pastafarian. I have placed my calendar on my head.
Metal or plastic?
Metal, and asked for the Cowboys to get a new coach.
Do you think it'll work?
Well, all I know is that if Belichick was coaching the Cowboys yesterday, they would have won by 20.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, Belichick wouldn't have lasted 3 years with Jerry Jones as owner.
Yeah, that's okay. But Barrett Fletcher, he did a prayer in Homer, Alaska. He was wearing his calendar on his head. And on behalf of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, opened a local government meeting. The latest blessing from a non-traditional church since a court ruling said that they have to. The Pastafarian pastor noted the duties performed by the members of the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly in his Tuesday message, added a few of them seem to feel they can't do the work without being overseen by higher authority. So I'm called to invoke the power of the true inebriated creator of the universe, the drunken tolerator of all lesser and more recent gods, and the maintainer of gravity here on Earth. May the great flying spaghetti monster rouse himself from his stupor and let his noodly appendages ground each assembly member in their seats. Now, you were saying the ground each assembly member in their seats was supposed to be like a nice thing?
Yes, because you would be grounded. Someone who's grounded has their metaphorically, their feet are on the ground and they're thinking straight.
Right.
Opposed to being flighty.
He's not calling for the drunk flying spaghetti monster's noodly appendages to grind them up like...
No, not at all. He wants people to be grounded so that they're thinking well and soberly.
Like meat sauce.
Yeah, okay.
He wants them to be like meatballs and just sit there and not roll off the chairs.
I'm sure that's part of it.
All right. Well, the only people who stood for the invocation were those without seats in the standing room only assembly. One man turned his back to face the wall during the invocation, and other men didn't remove their hats. Sacrilege! Sacrilege!
Burn him at the stake.
Yeah, I mean, come on. The last guy they had in the non-traditional was a Satanic Temple member. That caused about a dozen people just to friggin' leave. At least for the flying spaghetti monster Pastafarian preacher, they just kind of stood there. A little more respect than Satan gets.
I guess. Well, you don't want to mess with the flying spaghetti monster because of his noodly appendages.
Well, you have to give the invocation at a government body meeting. You have to belong to an official organization with established presence on the Kenai Peninsula. So basically, in the Tampa area, I could give the invocation.
Yeah, you could, assuming that they have to let you in.
Well, you know, you guys made fun of me, but I mean, you guys were Church of the Jedi, and I just don't want to go along with the crowd, so I decided to become a Pastafarian.
Well, the good.
That's your own.
Whatever your religion, you want to follow is fine.
Well, I have a
calendar. Good if it's no religion.
You should have joined us.
I have a calendar. I don't have a lightsaber, so, you know. And the great thing is, though, you said satisfaction in the perception of accomplishment and to allow them true relaxation and an ample supply of their favorite beverage at the end of this evening's work. Apparently, I'm going to get kicked out of the Pastafarian church because I don't drink.
Well, the thing is, pirates are revered as the original Pastafarians.
I see. Well, he did end the prayer with ramen instead of amen, ramen. I thought that was pretty clever. Good for you, Pastor Fletcher. Barrett Fletcher. See, a healthy beard that man has. Of course, if you live in Alaska, a beard is a requirement or your face freezes. Let's see. Oh, hey, it took the world a little while to come around, but we have more results of our influence on the Earth. Remember we got the world to use the name Bodie McBoatface?
Yes. We're great at stuff like that.
Yeah, and we've done some other big things like that. Well, NASA Chief Jim Bridenstine, who obviously listens to the show, doubled down on the claim that Pluto is a planet, and he's returning it to full planet status. It's no longer a dwarf. And I don't like it being called a dwarf anyway. I think it should be called a little people planet. You know, to be
Pluto. You'd have to be little to live there. It's not a big place.
Well, you know. I think there's still room for Adam Schiff. Let's send him there. Is that okay?
No, that's fine with me.
You can do that.
All right. Well, it was demoted to the dwarf planet category back in 06. There was outrage among experts that they're talking about us again. And the decade-long row is now over. NASA Administrator Bridenstine believes the vote to demote it was wrong. He referred to Pluto's moons, oceans, organic compounds, and atmosphere, and suggested its characteristics of a planet and should be considered as one. Period. End of story. There you go. Pluto, welcome back.
How long was it? How long have we not had Pluto as a planet?
About 10 years.
10 years has it been?
We've been bitching about it for 9.
So how long will it take for them to put this back into the books in school?
I don't know. I think they just got it taken out last year, so.
If they even took it out.
Yeah.
Chances are they didn't.
You may be right. I don't know. I haven't had to look at a school book in a long time.
No, I know.
Apparently Daryl's calling an embassy in Uganda or something, I'm being told.
Good.
I don't know. He's seen...
I hope the podcast works, baby.
The podcast will be just fine. He hasn't even seen the message. He may be sleeping, treating a patient. He may be on, you know, he may be hands deep in surgery right now. You know, you never know. He is a doctor now. I don't know what kind of surgery he might be doing, but
he's not carving a steak. I'll tell you that much.
He's removing the female buds from the female plants.
Probably something like
that. Because you know. Like Mike Tyson says, "Tinthamia is good."
That's all right. Hopefully, we'll like I said, the podcast will be fine, and that'll be posted by 10 after 11.
I gotta wear my Tyson hat.
I wore mine. Mine's hanging here in the studio right now.
I wore it once. My knee's feeling better. I'm gonna try and drive tomorrow. Well, I was going to go down to Home Depot and pick up my friggin' AT-AT, but apparently that's not what I'm doing.
You can drive to Salem, New Hampshire and pick up an AT-AT.
I don't know if my knee can hold up that long, but we'll see. As long as I don't have to break with my left foot, I'm good to go. So maybe I'll play poker on Wednesday, and if I play poker on Wednesday, I'll wear my Tyson hat. And I'll just say Thinthamia. You know, every time I want to raise.
Is it the same as getting high?
I don't get high and play poker.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't win when he's not high. Imagine if he was high.
I cashed
you
last
week. You don't know.
I cashed last week, and I was in massive amounts of pain.
Well, maybe that's what it takes.
And I went down like a dumbass on Monday to play poker with my knee killing me. But I figured, it's all right. I'll get through it. Yeah, not if you don't bring any friggin' Tylenol 500s with you, dumbass. By the time we got to the final table, I was like just biting my tongue.
Sure.
Yeah, but once I got into the money, I just said, screw it, I'm done. I'm out. I didn't want to stick around another hour to try and win. I made money, that was good enough, I got out. So, you know, we talk about Democrats sometimes and stuff. And, and it's like, you know, they're not the same Democrats they used to be. I mean, it's 3 days since the anniversary of Kennedy's death, and you know, there's no way Kennedy could be a Democrat today, and it bothers me because I liked him.
He was buried on this day.
You know, I read about him, but I liked him, and you know, there was a lot of Democrats growing up that I listened to and paid attention to, and there's a couple of them I even voted for judge and things like that over the years. But Democrats are so politically intolerant anymore. You know, it's just hard to deal with them. But apparently, they're having a hard time dealing with each other. I got an article here from Summit News in their culture section. It says Democrats are so politically intolerant, they even refuse to date other Democrats. Now, how bad is that? You know, when you meet a hot woman, you want to take her out and stuff. What's the first thing you ask her is, "What's your politics?" Hell no.
No.
No, not at all. But if you're a Democrat, that is the first thing you ask. And then if they say, "I'm a Democrat," then you've got to whittle it down.
But you know what?
What kind of Democrat?
I think anymore, all you have to do is go out on a date and sit down and have, you know, a couple of dinners and dates and this and that. And I think it's real easy to figure out who's a Democrat and who's, you know, a Republican. I think it's fairly simple to figure it out.
Well, Bill Maher mentioned on his show a couple weeks ago that there could be a civil war if this rhetoric isn't toned down. He said, home is where you learn the three magic words in any relationship aren't "I love you." They are "let it go." Those are the magic words in relationship. Let it go. We're going to have to learn to live with each other or else there'll be blood.
No, they're not.
No.
Fuck it up! Fuck it up!
Those are the three magic
words. Those are the three magic words. Bill Maher, you have been corrected by Offlook Radio. Pay attention, young man. Unfortunately for leftists, the leftists can't seem to let anything go, even to the point where they refuse to form romantic bonds with anyone who doesn't support their chosen presidential candidate. In an article entitled "Dating a Democrat: How 2020 Presidential Election Has Altered Romance in Washington, D.C., we learned that some Dems are insisting in their dating profile bios that their would-be partner share basically every political view that they have. A 29-year-old Elizabeth Warren supporter named Sam Rick told WAMU, I suppose that's the radio station, that although she might occasionally go on a date with a Bernie Sanders supporter, nine times out of ten, it turns into a big argument. Yeah, because Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders on the left side of wacky are so far apart, aren't they? She said, "I've been on dates where by the end of the night, it's completely ruined. I know where it's going to go. It's best to just avoid it in the first place." She said that if she finds out a potential date supports Joe Biden, it's an immediate swipe left. For Tinder people, that means no. That's for those of you in Rio Lindo who don't know what Tinder is.
That would be me.
Yeah. Another woman called it's some dating app thing. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a dating app.
But that's the thing that Bill's stuff was on. Okay? That's where Bill was getting hit on for his sexiness and his love of fuck craft. But any other kind of macaroni and cheese.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he's a Clydesdale, you know. Another woman called Hannah revealed the guy pretty much broke up with me to go work for the Beto O'Rourke campaign, and she didn't support Beto.
Oh my God.
So he broke up with her. Yeah. A lady called Paige revealed that a man she was on a date with feared she would stand up and walk out because he was, God forbid, a moderate. Oh, triggered. She's triggered. Absolutely triggered. Another Elizabeth Warren supporter, a woman named Serena, revealed that she was more wary of dates, who supported Tulsi Gabbard and Pete Buttigieg, Mayor Pete, and that this counted as a point against them. Imagine if they found out their date was a Trump supporter. All hell would break loose.
I don't think that would ever happen.
No.
No self-respecting Trump supporter would date any wackadoodle from Washington, D.C. But, I mean, that's pretty bad. I mean, it's, you know. Oh, I can't date you because you're Republican. We won't get along long term. You know, I'm a Democrat. You know, I believe in the Democratic Party principles, which are, please name them for me. Go ahead. Tell me what they are. And then the date's over right there because they're confused. Oh God! Did you see in New York, I think it was the Bronx, somebody from Florida drove their Cadillac convertible CTS up to the Bronx to visit somebody. Oh. And they had Trump stickers on their car.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and they burned it to a crisp.
Oops.
Yeah. I don't have Trump stickers on my car, but I do have NRA lifetime member stickers. It's like, fuck with this car, you're getting shot, bitch. There you go. Oh, let's see. Oh, okay. Hey, here's another one. Remember all the yelling back in the day for body cams? The police need to have body cams. The Black Lives Matter people were yelling about it. Liberal politicians were certain that the terrible police would stop shooting perfectly innocent people if they would only wear body cams, right? Well, now body cam advocates are against body cams because now body cams are a threat to civil rights.
It's just getting out of control.
What?
Maybe they could compromise and just have like blurry body cams.
Well, I don't know, but the civil rights group released a study that says body cams can alter the way a police officer writes a report. They demanded accountability from law enforcement agencies through the use of body cams in the wake of the Ferguson riots, which, you know, we were on there live for that. Remember we tried calling the drugstore?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
But, you know, here's the thing. We watch live PD. You watch it. I watch it. We love it.
I watch it Friday, yeah.
They are, not only do they have body cams, but they're being followed by media, and they don't actually have any idea when their footage is going to be, you know, actually shown live, or if it's going to be shown in one of their, you know, episodes later in the week, or and you do see where sometimes some of these police officers actually let people go. That I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, are they going to get in trouble in the morning when you know they walk in the office and their boss says, you probably really shouldn't have let that kid go? Because I've seen times where, you know, kids have had more drugs than they really should have, and they've just let them go. And,
how do you know that he turned around with a gun before you shot him? You know, we didn't see it. Well, now they're seeing it. Okay, it's on tape. But the civil rights advocates are demanding accountability from law enforcement about the use of body cams after Ferguson. So one at a time, police departments nationwide implemented body cams. To satisfy the critics and provide more transparency in law enforcement.
It sounds like a
good thing, right? You know, the evil police are cooperating with the people who think they're evil to try and show that they're not evil. But here's the result. A new report from the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights said that body cams now pose a threat to civil rights. The report says the illusion of accuracy, how body-worn cameras footage can distort evidence, was released on Tuesday. A big concern listed in the report is an officer's ability to watch the footage whenever they want, including before they write an incident report. Unrestricted footage review places civil rights at risk and undermines the goals of transparency and accountability. This from Vinita Gupta, a civil rights attorney and former ACLU director. Let me translate this for America. What the ACLU and these civil rights people are saying is wrong with body cameras now is that the cops aren't making mistakes in writing their reports. They don't have any loopholes to get their criminals out on. Ha ha ha. That's why they suddenly don't like body cams.
And that's kind of true, because now everything's right there. It's, you know, the only thing that I some of these body cam things shouldn't be made public. I disagree with that. But I do think that all the body cam and dash cam evidence should be available in trials to both prosecutors and defense, so that, you know, defense can also try to formulate their own.
Well, they'd have to be available to the defense.
Okay. See, I don't know how that all
works.
Well,
the way they explained here what I was saying. The report claimed that an officer's memory of an event may be altered by watching body cam video footage, and reports written by the officer about the incident would then also be altered, making them more accurate, you would think, right?
But the problem appears to be
that defense attorneys now can't pick at minor differences between an officer's memory and what's recorded on video. Video's power to improve policing lies in the fact that it makes all makes us all eyewitnesses to police civilian interactions, ranging from tragic shootings to other disturbing things like stop and frisk, which are common and often unconstitutional. Video provides compelling evidence of police misconduct and can be used to train, discipline, and fire, and even prosecute officers. But it's also a potent tool for exonerating officers falsely accused of misconduct. That's what they're pissed off about, because it's making it so much harder to make the thin blue line look like the evil thin blue line.
Right.
So there you go. Body cameras are now harmful to civil rights of the criminals of America.
Well, they do have a point.
Well, they have a point only in that because there's
the
cameras not minor
differences. The crooks can't get off.
There's no minor differences to get the real criminals off.
Yeah.
I don't know. So. Hey, do you think we should? We have two choices. We can run one more story, or we can end with Lovie James, who, you know, is
it's
is
her birthday.
I think we should personally end with
didn't Lovie no Lovie James didn't sing that Frozen thing that we have on the soundboard. She's too polite. She would never sing that.
She is definitely too polite. But say hi to the kids. We'll save the other stories.
Hi, LJ.
We'll
hi,
here next week.
LJ's coming up in a couple days.
Yeah, I'm not planning on any more surgeries in the next week, so we're
all
good.
All right, so we're good. All right, so cool. Podcast will be on offthehookradio.com, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, everywhere.
Just iTunes. And we have it on iTunes. Tape. You'll what? Have the goddamn opening fixed by
2020. Do they have iHeart right yet?
iHeart? We are on iHeart. Idol is not yet, but it will be by the time we get there. So
you're going to have the opening fixed by the start of 2020, right?
Yes, I will. Good night.
Good night.
I will.
It's crazy, crazy, the way that I've been feeling lately. I'm in a place I never thought I would be, and I'm seeing things I never thought I'd see. To feel you near me, and now I know that this is real.
You make me believe. You make me feel like nothing is impossible, and I just gotta let you know that I'm so lost, so lost. But then you came and found me, found me. I thought that love was only something in the movies, but now I know that this is real. You make me believe.